When the crowds that Jesus had fed saw the following morning that he was no longer with them, they were very perplexed. They had noticed that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it when the disciples had gone away. They did not know that he had left during the night and had caught up with them in the middle of the lake by walking on the water. As soon as Jesus got into the boat, the wind had died down and the waves became calm, and immediately they reached the shore where they were heading. When the people realized that Jesus had left them, they decided to go and look for him. Then some boats from Tiberias landed nearby, and many of the people got into them and crossed over to Capernaum to search for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" They wanted to know how the Lord had been able to cross the lake without a boat, but Jesus had no intention of satisfying their curiosity. He answered, "Truly I say unto you, you are looking for me, not because you saw miracles, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. I tell you, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." The people replied, "What must be done to do what God requires?" Jesus answered, "Believe in the one he has sent." "What sign will you give us that we may believe in you?" they said. The day before, 5,000 men had been fed with only 5 loaves and 2 fish, but this miracle was not enough. "What will you do?" they repeated. "Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven.'" In speaking of the manna that the people of Israel ate for 40 years in the wilderness, the people were referring to what was considered as the greatest miracle in Jewish history. They expected Jesus, if he was the Messiah, to do something even greater, as they knew that Messiah was greater than Moses. Jesus said to them, "I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Lord," they said, "give us this bread always." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is his will, that everyone who believes in the Son shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." At this the Jews began to murmur, saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father draws him. He who believes has everlasting life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If a man eats of this bread, if he eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he will live forever. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever feeds on me remains in me, and I in him." With these words, Jesus taught that believers must feed upon him spiritually by faith and have union and personal fellowship with him, as he is the giver and sustainer of eternal life. Then the Jews began to argue among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They simply did not understand the spiritual significance of his words. Even some of his disciples said, "This is hard to understand. Who can accept it?" Aware that they were murmuring among themselves, Jesus said, "Does this offend you? The words I have spoken are spirit, and they are life." From then on, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Next episode, The Faith of a Canaanite Woman.